You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous, and welcome to How to Use Siri Shortcut Part 2, The Gallery. Let's take this up a notch. We are going to go ahead and take a step back first and go through the review of what I've done in Part 1, The Basics. Essentially, we have learned about how developers are able to create these shortcuts for us to use their apps with Siri. Some of the examples I gave you were Siri shortcut commands like play my books, which allowed Voice Dream Reader to kick in and start playing my most recent book that I am reading. I also used the example to play the latest AppleViz podcast and using Overcast. And lastly, I demonstrated how to pull various weather forecasts from apps like Carrot Weather and Dark Skies. These various shortcuts, which I also demonstrated and showed you where you can find those shortcuts if they belong into different apps or if they were in the All Shortcuts area. Now I'm going to introduce you to something a little different, and this is where we're going to start with the Part 2, the gallery. So before we jump right in, the first thing I need to do is you need to download an app called Shortcut. Apple have designed this particular app, which contains more treasure troves of shortcuts that we can use. Also, the ability to create shortcuts if we want. Now, the nice part about the developers creating their own shortcut within their apps is that it's so simple. They have created it in a way that all we have to do is just pick what we want to do, what function we want, tag a Siri phrase to initiate that task, and then we were done. Now, when we start using the shortcut app, we're going to notice a couple of things. One, the complexity and the difficulties will go up, as in terms that we will need to configure it or design something that we want to accomplish. The gallery is essentially a collection of all various shortcuts that Apple has gathered up for us to look at and to possibly use for ourselves. These shortcuts can be very simple with very little configuration to some that are pretty complex and consists of a lot of different steps to make this work. So let's hop into the shortcut app.
Shortcuts.
Once we're there, do a one finger double tap to open the shortcut.
Edit button.
Now that we have this shortcut up and open, I am going to go to the bottom left of the screen.
Selected library.
Which we have the library. This is made up in two parts. We have the library, and then at the bottom right,
gallery tab, 2 of 2.
We have the gallery. We are going to go ahead and just do a double tap on the gallery.
Gallery heading.
And here we are. We're within the gallery itself. Now below, you're going to find various topics that Apple has presented to us that we can double tap and look through. And each of these topics will hold various shortcuts for us to look through and see if any of these look beneficial and useful for us to use. Let me give you a few of this topic examples, what they have here. As I swipe to the right,
shortcuts for sharing button, wonderful widget shortcuts button, run shortcuts in other apps button, shortcuts for Apple Music button.
So you get the basic idea of these different topics. Now, if you do a one finger double tap on any of those items, they will open up a new screen and they will have their various shortcuts that pertains to that topic. There are hundreds and hundreds of these shortcuts. It can literally take you hours to go through all this stuff. And it's kind of fun to go through it all, but yet overwhelming as well. So I understand. So I'm going to show you two examples that I use on a regular basis that I found very beneficial to my personal life. It's going to be a personal preference, of course. So the first one is called Share Location. So let me swipe to the right until I get to my Share Location.
Share location, share a mapped URL with your current location in a text message button.
Okay, so here we are. Here is the name of the shortcut. It's called Share Location. And I give a very brief description of the shortcut itself. Essentially, what this does is that for myself, I am out and about quite a bit, and I rely on getting rides from people, whether that's my driver or whatnot. But the point is behind this particular one is that I am able to use Siri to send out a text message to that driver or the person that I need to have me picked up at the location I am at. This is much simpler than having to open my iPhone, go to my Apple Map or whatever have not, go to the text message and share my location. This does it on the fly, all with from a Siri command. So I really like this quite a bit. I'm going to show you how this is set up and how it's done. Go ahead and do a one finger double tap on this shortcut.
Selected. Cancel button.
All right. So we're presented with a cancel button at the top left. Now, I'm going to keep swiping to the right.
Share button.
At the top right, we are able to share this particular shortcut with anyone that you want. I'll give a demonstration as towards the end of this podcast. So I'm going to go to the right some more.
Share location. Heading.
And this is the name of the shortcut, followed by the description.
Get your current location and share it with your friend in a text message.
Okay, so that's a detailed explanation.
This shortcut works with the following apps and services.
Now, you're asking yourself, what is this? Well, later on, when you want to create your own shortcut, it's going to help to understand how these shortcuts are put together. This is very important if you want to create a shortcut for yourself, as there's so many things to learn about how to create shortcuts. But for right now, we're not going to worry about that because we're not going to be talking about that in this podcast. So I'm going to go to the right and I'm going to show you the different various services that it took to create this shortcut. There are four of them here, so let's take a look.
Location, maps, messages, contacts.
And those are the four services. And then one more to the right.
Get shortcut button.
That's the most important part. Now, for those that really would like to take a dive into this and to try to figure out how this put together, if you go to the right one more time.
Show actions button.
You have the show actions. This gets into the nitty gritty, how it was actually put together script by script, services by services. Pretty complex and confusing and very overwhelming if you're not used to something like this. But no worries and no fears. Let's just go ahead and get this shortcut. So go back left.
Get shortcut button.
All right. All we have to do is say, I want to use this shortcut. So I'm going to do a one-finger double tap on this shortcut.
Gallery, heading, added shortcut, share location, gallery, heading.
All right. So as you hear, it has now been added to your library. However, there's one thing I want to tell you that is not quite ready for Limelight. We have to do just one more configuration to it to make this work flawlessly and to work with Siri. So at the bottom left is the library. So let's go back to the bottom left.
Library tab, one of two.
I want you to do a one finger double tap on that.
Selected library.
And I'm going to go towards the top here.
Edit button.
And I'm going to swipe to the right until we get to the share location shortcut.
Share location button.
All right. Here is the shortcut that we just created. Now, I want to forewarn you before you do a double tap on this. What that's going to do, if you do a one finger double tap, it's going to actually run the shortcut. We don't want to do that quite yet. And not only that, but we want to create a Siri shortcut to this shortcut so we don't have to run it manually. All right. Now, before I do that, I'm going to show you by swiping down. I'm going to show you the five things that you can do with this particular shortcut.
Rename shortcut, duplicate shortcut, delete shortcut, edit shortcut, drag item.
As you can hear there, we were given the option to rename this script. We are given the option to delete it, duplicate it, edit the shortcut, and drag this around. What I want you to do, I want you to go to the edit shortcut. So we'll go back up.
Edit shortcut.
And now we'll do one finger double tap to open this up.
Share location, heading.
And there we have it. We are now in the share location shortcut. Let me give you a little review what you can find in here and how we can complete this configuration so we can get this to work. So as I swipe to the right,
done button,
we have the done button, which is located at the top right. So when we once we get done, we'll come back to that. But for now, I'm going to keep swiping to the right until I get to the shortcut settings.
Shortcut settings button.
And there we are. We need to double tap on this to open it up.
Settings heading.
Now I want you to keep going to the right until you get to Siri's phrase.
Siri phrase, share my location button.
And there we are. Now it has a Siri phrase attached to this already, if you notice that. Some shortcut has this already built in, some do not. However, regardless if it does or does not, you still have to come to here and then double tap that to allow Siri to use that phrase. Kind of odd, but let's go ahead and do a one finger double tap to open this up.
Cancel button.
Now we have the cancel button at the top left. I'm going to go to the right here until we get to the recorded phrase.
Recorded phrase. Share my location.
All right. Here we are. This sure sounds familiar from the first cast that I've done on part one, the basics. This is very similar. If this is something you like, you want to go ahead and use that, which I don't. I want to change this. So I'm going to go to the right.
Re-record phrase button.
I'm going to go ahead and re-record this phrase to something that I want to say. So let's do one finger double tap here. Share my location.
Recorded phrase. Share my location.
I like that a little bit better than just share location. I want to share my location. So that is now the Siri command in order to run this particular shortcut. All right. Let's go to the top right hand corner to go to the done button.
Done button.
And one finger double tap.
Siri phrase, share my location, button.
All right, now I have my new phrase that I like. I'm going to go to the top right to go to the done button.
Done, button.
And do one finger double tap on
done.
That.
Share location, heading.
All right, we're almost done. So I'm going to go swipe to the right until we get to the shortcut settings again.
Shortcut settings, button.
We're going to keep swiping to the right until we get to something called recipients.
Recipients.
And here we are. I'm going to swipe one more to the right.
Phone or email. Text field.
This is going to be pretty important to know because you can do two things here. Either one, you can leave this blank. And basically, when you run the Siri command for this, what's going to do is going to bring up a prompt and it's going to bring up a contact list and you select the people that you want to add to the text to send your location. Or you can predefine a person or a group of people automatically so you don't have to put that name in the list. It will automatically send them and without any fuss. I like doing this way. That way I can set up several shortcuts like this. So I can say share my location with my wife or share my location with my son. And those can be two different shortcuts commands that I can use that are specific to the text without having to worry about the prompting. So if I go one more to the right.
Add contact.
This is where we can add the person of interest. So let's go ahead and do a one finger double tap here.
Groups. Button.
And this is a typical contact list. I'm going to keep swiping to the right until I get to my name.
Thomas Domville. Me.
There I am. I'll go ahead and double tap that.
Selected. Contacts. Back button.
Now I'm going to swipe to the right until I get to my phone number.
iPhone. 816.
There's my iPhone. I'm going to go ahead and use this. Double tap.
Share location. Heading.
All right, so now that I have selected myself as a recipient, now I'm going to swipe to the right or tap at the very top for the done button.
Done button.
And now I'll do one finger double tap to implement this.
Edit button.
All right, now we are ready to run this command, and let me give you an example of what it sounds like. All right, let's do this. Share my location.
Running your shortcut. Ready to send with messages?
Yes.
Okay, sent using messages. That's done.
And there we have it. Voila. Now let's check my message and see what we got here.
Messages.
All right. So here's my message. So let's go one finger double tap to open this app.
Messages. Edit.
And then we're going to go to the right until we get to my name.
Thomas. Unread. https://mapsapple.com/?q=38913614-94-35106.
And there you have it. That proves that the shortcut did work, and it did send the link to myself. This contains a link that once a person double tap, it will open up Apple Map, and then it will present them my location where they can come and pick me up. Pretty clever, isn't it? So this is something I use quite often to get help from others that can take me home. All right, let's go try another example that I would like to present to you. This time, we're going to take it up a little bit, and we're going to have to configure a little bit more. Not a problem. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's go back. Shortcut.
Shortcuts.
All right. There it is. There's the app. Let's go back into it. One finger double tap to open it.
Shortcuts. Edit. Button.
Okay. Let's go back down to the gallery.
Gallery. Tab. 2 of 2.
Double tap.
Selected. Gallery. Heading.
Here we are. I'm going to swipe to the right until we get to a new one called Home ETA.
Home ETA. Share how long it will take for you to get home. Button.
And once again, we were able to hear the name of the shortcut, which is Home ETA, in a description. This is another shortcut that I use on a regular basis. This is very helpful for me because a lot of times I'm not quite sure when I'm going to be home. So whether I'm out with my mom for lunch or I'm at an appointment or getting a ride home, this allows me to be able to send an ETA to my kids and to my wife to let them know I'm on my way and when they can expect me to come home. So to implement this shortcut, I'm going to do one finger double tap on this one.
Cancel button.
And we're back to the cancel button at the top left. And we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the get shortcut.
Get shortcut button.
There it is. So we'll do one finger double tap to go ahead and get this.
Back button.
Now, you're going to hear something different this time. Now, as I swipe to the right, we're actually going to be able to configure a couple of things to make this work first. This is the first of two steps that we have to do. This is the first step in configuring this particular shortcut. And as I swipe to the right.
Configure this shortcut. Heading. What is your home street address? Line 1.
And so it's asking me my home address. I'm going to swipe to the right here.
Text field is editing. 1 Apple Parkway. Character mode.
Okay, so I'm going to do one finger double tap here.
Insertion point at end.
All right. Now, basically, it says an address there. Honestly, it's a ghost variable, which means it doesn't exist. If you try to do swipe up or delete, it's not there. That is just there as an example. All right, so I'm going to give it an address here. Let's try this. 11,477 West 95th Street.
Inserted 11,477 W, 95th Street.
If you like to use a keyboard, go for it. You can also enter this street address by using your keyboard. But in my case, I used the dictation. It was a lot simpler. And I'm going to swipe to the right.
Continue button.
And we're going to hit the continue button. Double tap here.
Back button.
We're not quite done yet, so we're going to keep swiping to the right.
Configure the shortcut. What is your home city?
Now, once my home city, swipe to the right.
City. Cupertino. Text field.
And once again, one finger double tap.
Text field is editing.
Now, I'm going to give it a city here. Overland Park.
Inserted Overland Park.
And once again, go to the right.
Continue button.
And we have a continue. Double tap that.
Back button.
And now let's see what we got here next. We're going to the right.
Configure the shortcut. Who do you want to send your home ETA to?
All right. So this is very much like the other shortcut. Now you can leave this blank if you want under the recipients, or if you want to predefine somebody, we'll automatically send the shortcut without prompting a contact box. I would highly suggest you doing that. So I am going to do that in this case. I'm to the right.
Recipients. Phone or email. Text field.
And one more to the right.
Add contact button.
Aha, there's the add contact. Double tap.
Groups button.
And I'm going to swipe to the right until I get to my name again.
Thomas Donville, me.
And there I am. One finger double tap to open that
selected.
Up.
Selected. Contacts. Back button.
And now swipe to the right to my phone.
iPhone 8.
There's my phone. Do one finger double tap.
Back button.
And now that has added myself to the recipients. Now I'm done here unless I want to add more people, which I don't. I'm going to swipe to the right until we get to the done button.
Done button.
And there we are. We're done with this now. So we're done with the configuration. So I'm doing one finger double tap here.
Gallery heading. Added shortcut.
All right. So now this shortcut is now have been created. We're going to go back to the library. At the bottom left hand corner was the library.
Library tab. One of two.
And one finger double tap to open to
selected.
Select that.
Library tab. One of
all
two.
All right. Now I'm going to do a four finger tap towards the top.
Edit button.
And we're now at the top. I'm going to swipe to the right until we find the home ETA shortcut.
Home ETA button.
All right. So there's the home ETA shortcut that we just created. And once again, this is the second part of the configuration. So we did part one. We have to do part two now. Let's do a swipe up until we get to edit shortcut.
Edit shortcut.
Here we are. One finger double tap on that.
Home ETA heading.
Okay, so here we are in this particular shortcut. Now, I'm going to go swipe to the right until we get to the shortcut settings.
Shortcut settings button.
There's your shortcut settings. Let's do a one finger double tap on this.
Settings heading.
All right, so here we are. I'm going to keep swiping to the right until we get to the Siri phrase.
Siri phrase, home ETA button.
And there you have it. So this has a home ETA name to it. But once again, you're going to have to double tap this to tell it that it's okay to use that. So I'm going to do one finger double tap here.
Cancel button.
And just like we did before, we're going to swipe into the right until we get to the recorded phrase.
Recorded phrase. Home ETA.
Actually, I like that phrase, so I don't want to record it, re-redo that. So I'm going to go ahead and accept that. Home ETA is doable for me. So I'm going to go to the top right to the done button.
Done. Button.
And double tap that.
Siri phrase.
And then once again, we're going to go to the top right.
Done. Button.
There it is. One finger double tap.
Home ETA. Heading.
All right. So let's keep swiping to the right until we get to the maps.
Maps. Street address action. Heading.
Now, why am I showing you this? Well, if you, for some reason, want to redo the address or what you just done is wrong, or you want to change the recipients, this is where you come and do that. So if you swipe to the right.
Line 1. 11,477 W, 95th Street.
And there's the text that we want. If you want to change that, you double tap that to change it. And if you swipe again to the right.
Line 2. Text field.
This is going to be useful because if you are looking for an apartment or a duplex and it needs a apartment number or a duplex letter, this is where you can add that. Did you notice it didn't ask that in the first configuration? That's why it's essential to come back in here and double check your work. It's always good to come back and make sure everything is working the way it's supposed to. There's a couple other things it didn't ask, such as
state.
That's a good example because it didn't ask me for the state before, but now you can put in a state if you want. If for some reason the address is not working or not popping up the way it should, you may have to come in here and add to this. It's also going to ask for a postal code, so I'm going to swipe to the right until I get to postal code.
Postal code.
And then swipe to the right some more to get to country.
Country.
That might be important because some of you may not live in that particular area. You may want to try a different country. As I keep swiping to the right, I'm going to go to the transportation mode.
Transportation mode.
This is kind of important, right? You got to tell them, well, how long is it going to take me to get home? Am I driving or am I walking? So if you swipe to the right.
Driving button.
That gives you the option to change the transportation mode. I'm going to keep swiping to the right until I get to the recipients. And this is very similar to what we had in the last shortcut. So let's just go to the right here.
Thomas Donville. Text field.
And everything sounds wonderful and dandy, right? So this is where you can change your recipients as well. All right, so I am done here. I'm going to go to the top right to the done.
Done button.
And double tap that.
Closes the short edit button.
And there we have it. We have created two new shortcuts. So let's try this new one. Home ETA.
Running your shortcut. Ready to send with messages?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
All right, so that has been sent to myself. Let's go take a look in my message. Let's go over there.
Messages. One unread message.
And there's my message. Wait for me. Let's double tap to open that up.
Messages. Edit. Button.
And then once we open this up, I'm going to swipe to the right until I get to my message.
Thomas. Unread. I'll be home at 8:54 p.m. 8:10 p.m.
And there you have it. Now it just sent a ETA to myself. So this would be a good example. If I were to send that to my kids or my wife or whoever I want, it shows them my ETA when I can expect to be home. There are two more things I want to show you. Let's go back to the shortcut.
Shortcuts.
Okay. One finger double tap to open this.
Shortcuts. Edit. Button.
Okay, so we're back to the shortcut app. I'm going to swipe to the right until I get to the home ETA shortcut itself. There's one more thing I want to show you in there. So I'm going to keep swiping to the right until I find my home ETA shortcut.
Home ETA button.
All right, so there's my home ETA. Remember when I said if you want to do a one-finger double tap to run this manually? Well, what's going to happen here is let's show you. I'm going to go do a one-finger double tap on this.
Home ETA message. Message. Text field is editing. I'll be home at 8:54 p.m.
So here's the text. So it actually ran the shortcut without having to do a Siri command. And you can just go from here and just swipe to the right.
Send button.
And then send it that way. That'll send the same thing what we just done with a Siri shortcut. That's why it's so much easier to use Siri. And you can see how useful that is. Now, there was a number of things I did not go over in this cast. And it's for you to go and learn. Because if I were to go over everything in this cast, it would be extremely long. But there's a couple of things I want to point out to you. There are a couple of options you can do. One of the areas where you can assign this shortcut to your home screen. So if you like to have that shortcut on your home screen, you can have that there as well. It'll do the same thing we just got here. If you do a double tap, it'll run that shortcut. So be on the lookout for that. The other option is configured in there. You can configure how you want the text to present it. So you know it says I'll be home at such and such time. If you like to change the wording of that text, you can do that as well. All right, the last thing I want to do, I want to show you how to be able to share a shortcut. Now, this is a pretty cool, nifty little feature. This way, I can share this with a friend or a coworker or whatever have not, so they can have this shortcut to their library. So if you create something and you want to share it with people, it's quite easy. You just go to the Siri shortcut that you created.
Home ETA button.
We're going to swipe up until we get to Edit Shortcut.
Edit Shortcut.
Once you get there, do one finger double tap.
Search. Search field.
I'm going to the top of the screen.
Home ETA. Heading.
Now we opened up the Home ETA shortcut. I swipe to the right until we get to the Share button.
Share button.
And there's the Share button. Go ahead and do a one-finger double tap on the Share.
AirDrop. Share instantly with people nearby.
That sounds familiar, right? So I'm going to go to the right until I get to Message.
Twitter button. Message button. Drag.
There's the Message button. I'm going to go ahead and do a one-finger double tap on that.
Alert. Create iCloud link.
It's okay to do this. I want you to go ahead and swipe to the right until you get to the share button.
Anyone with this link, cancel button, share button.
There we are. Now we'll do a double tap here.
Cancel button, two. Text field is
That's
editing.
A typical
Character
message
mode.
Here. We're going to put my name in here.
F-T-T-2. Add contact. Thomas Donville, iPhone.
That's me. One finger double tap.
Two. Text field is editing. Thomas.
Now I have been placed in here. I'm going to go down to the middle.
Message. Check out the shortcut I built. https://.
And it's going to give the link to the person where they can pick up the shortcut. Go to the right.
Send button.
And do a one-finger double tap to send it.
Send message. Home ETA. Heading.
Okay, so let's go back to the message and pick it up, and I'll show you how to install it.
Messages.
And there's my message. Go ahead and do a one-finger double tap.
Messages. Home.
I'm going to swipe to the right to get to my name.
Thomas. Unread. Website. iCloud.com. 8:18 p.m.
All right. So there's the message that I sent myself the link to. So you just open up the message itself.
Selected. Back button.
And then we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the link.
Your iMessage. Thomas, check out the shortcut I built. 8:18 p.m.
All right. I'm going to go to the right here.
Thomas, iCloud.com. 8:18 p.m. Link.
And that's the link itself. One finger double tap on that.
Tom, shortcuts. Gallery. Heading. Cancel. Button.
Aha. Uh-huh. So what it did, it just opened up the Apple shortcut app. It applied the shortcut onto this automatically. Now, if you just swipe to the right, you'll get to the description of the shortcut.
Share. Button. Home ETA.
And then from here, you keep swiping to the right until you get to the Get Shortcut.
Get Shortcut. Button.
And boom. You just double tap that and go through the whole process, what I've just showed you in this cast, and you can have that particular shortcut. As it was very educational when I picked this up the very first time and tried to learn how to use this myself, and I hope that this will make things simpler for you to use. So this is How to Use Siri Shortcut, Part 2, The Gallery. Stay tuned for my Part 3, The Library, which I will show you how to create shortcuts from scratch. I am Thomas Domville, also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, stay tuned. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.